This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, do you believe it? Another weekend is upon us. This is a special weekend, though, because it's the weekend we celebrate our independence. So we have an independent voice to hear and listen and talk about the issues of the week in the world of News Talk Radio. Who better to do that than Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, where you find out what is going on all week, all kinds of postings every day of what's going on in this fabulous world. You can go to Talkers Radio, Talkers TV, hear the things that are going on at Talkers TV. You can see a lot of the video from the recent Talkers convention. That's kind of cool. And other things are going on, which Michael is going to go through. But first, he loves to start by reviewing the charts for this last week of June 2017. So let us give him his due, shall we? Give him.
I just love to do this.
I know you do. You know how in the movie The Hunt for Red October, Sean Connery says, "Let us give this American a wide berth." You remember that scene?
No, but I can imagine it.
Yeah, very good.
That was a good movie, too. I just got back from Washington, D.C., where I spent a couple of days immersed in the in the immigration issue and, of course, the tweet issue. There's a lot going on. Here's the way the week played out.
By the way, if you're not respectful, sometimes I get comments from people who think you're a little hard on me. I'm going to tell people about your plastic surgery if you do not do this job.
Okay. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action. At number 9, we have the Jane Sanders investigation and the EU fines Google. Two different stories, but they're about tied at 9. At number 8, we have the global malware attack, and that's tied with U.S. North Korea policy. At number 7, we have that bizarre YouTube shooting death. At number 6, we have the Sarah Palin New York Times suit. At number 5, we have CNN's yanked Russia story. And number 4 is really number 1, but it became number 1 toward the end of the week, so it turned out number 4, but I'm qualifying it. Trump's tweet controversy with Joe and Mika. which you obviously know about, or you wouldn't be referring to my facelift.
That's right.
Oh, man, do I look good. At number 3, the Trump travel ban. At number 2, the illegal immigration legislation, which I was immersed in that. Uh-huh. And at number 1, we have the status of the GOP health care bill. So while the media is obsessed with Trump's tweets, there are three major issues taking place right now in the nation's capital, and fortunately people are talking about it, and that's the travel ban, the illegal immigration legislation, and the health care bill. Mm-hmm. The people being talked about, at number 10, we have Kim Jong-un. At number 9, we have Bernie and Jane. At number 8, we have Sarah. At number 7, we have Pedro Ruiz and Mona Lisa Perez. They're the YouTube incident that's quite tragic. At number 6, Anthony Scaramucci and Vladimir Putin.
Sounds like a bad guy in a James Bond movie, doesn't it?
Vladimir Putin?
Scaramucci.
Yes. Scaramucci. Better than Buttafuoco.
Or Beethoven, as far as that's concerned.
At number 5, we have... I hope people know the references to something that actually happened. At number 5, Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski. At number 4, we have Barack Obama. At number 3, Rand Paul. Number 2, Mitch McConnell. And number 1, the man with the nimble thumbs, Donald Trump. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's quite a week. Wow, what a week.
Yeah. What a week. All right, so because of your expertise,
oh my God,
and because in my estimation, I'm not sure I agree with you, but we don't have to agree, We can disagree without being disagreeable. I believe the illegal immigration legislation is the most important thing of the week. The news media is trying to make other things out of it. What's more interesting? Why is there focus on this or that or the other thing? Most of it is distraction from the real stuff. The health care pill also is a piece of garbage. It's really...
Yeah, but this I don't want to mislead the listeners to think that this is a list of the most important issues.
No.
This is the most list of the most talked about issues.
Right.
And if we talked about the most important issues, the list would be very different.
You know, maybe we should do two lists.
Exactly.
Most important, and then... The things that we're talking about.
I mean, if you really look at the things that the media covers, I mean, they're interesting. Mm. They are important. I mean, the tweet thing is important, but it is not as substantial important as how much it's going to cost you for your health care.
Right. Or whether you want health care, or who's going to get health care, or what's in the health care. It isn't really health care anyway. It's just another insurance bill. That is the reason that people aren't saying, you know, it says on the many of the stories, 22 million people in 10 years won't be covered. Well, most of them don't want to be covered because they don't care. They don't want to spend the money. They go to the bar on Friday night at 22 years old and sit there and drink and smoke and do whatever. They don't think they're going to need health care, so they don't want to buy it. They don't want it. And that's not a part of the conversation, even though it is a level part of the reality. So, plus the old fossil McConnell throwing in that opioid thing to keep the Democrats happy, and he doesn't have a clue about how difficult or important the problem is to America. He's clueless. He's so out of touch. And that's what happens to a lot of these people, Michael. That's part of the discussion. And I bet you found that when you were at the fair event this weekend, this past week on immigration reform, how to deal with immigration problems. Those people at that convention love Trump. And frankly, I think he's on the right path with some of this stuff. But can you imagine, here's something that I would ask of you, and I'd be very interested in your point of view on one of the examples given is a guy who comes into this country, commits a crime, gets deported, comes back into the country, commits another crime, gets deported. Comes back into the country, commits another crime, gets deported. Six times it happens. Why is this guy in jail, in an American jail? Why do we send him back? What is the point of that? Has anybody discussed that at the Immigration Caucus?
No. Of course they discuss that. I mean, okay. They discuss that kind of thing. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, but you see, there are so many details. There's so many individual stories. I mean, one question. Are immigrants, do they commit crimes in a larger proportion than the general population? That's the only question. Are illegal immigrants more responsible for crime per capita, per illegal immigrant that's in this country, than the general population? If they do, then there's an issue. If they don't, then that's not the most important part of this discussion. And why can't we just get to that? But no. I mean, I've heard stories over the last couple of days. This poor person was shot in the face. A drive-by shooting from an illegal immigrant. Okay, but what does that mean? What does it mean?
It means that an illegal committed a crime, and instead of putting him in jail, they send him back to their country so they can come back here again and do the same thing.
Now you're asking a good question. So what should we do with them?
We should
perhaps
put them in jail.
We should put them in jail. Then we have to support them, and we have to feed them.
So they committed a crime. We do that for an American.
Right.
Make
sure they don't come back. Build a wall.
Do you see the cost of the wall? The San Diego section of it is $1.6 billion. That's what they're working on this year. Money for a wall.
Well, Mexico's paying for it, aren't they?
Oh, right. I forgot about that. Thank you.
Mexico's paying for the wall.
All right. Perfect. Sorry.
Don't you love the way nothing sticks?
15 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Hot Hits in the Talk Radio. Michael's gone through the list. You did the people list and the stories, right?
Yeah, I did everything.
All right.
I've done everything I love to do.
No, you just started doing what you love to do. We'll talk about Michael's experience at the fair event. FAIR, what does the FAIR stand for?
Federation for American Immigration Reform.
That's it, okay. Let me talk to you now for a moment, if I may please, about how well your body is working My parents used to say, you are what you eat. I say that to my children. Michael, you say that to Matthew? You are what you eat, Matthew.
I say, so if you were on an island without food, that pea that you are rejecting, you'd climb across a mountain in the desert to get
right
to it. He used to get very annoyed.
Yeah. All right. So, beets. A lot of people say, I don't like beets. If you eat them pickled or steamed with butter on them, man, are they great. But you'd have to eat three of them to get the benefit that you get in one teaspoon of super beets, the circulation superfood. It's all natural, nothing. All they do is grow these beets, they cook them, they sort of flow dry them, and then they powder them. Put them in a canister, send you a 30-day supply in each one of these canisters, and if you haven't gotten onto the program to get you the best healthy blood flow possible, the way for you to keep your blood pressure where it's supposed to be, man, if you're over 40, your body is losing its efficiency. Michael and I can both attest to that. So if you want energy, stamina, and healthy blood pressure, drink a glass of Super Beets, a superfood, every single day. Call 800-655-4183 to get on the program. Or if you want to reorder, you can call that number. Or go to DougLikesBeets.com. That's DougLikesBeets.com. Your questions will be answered. Find out more about how to boost your circulatory system. Get the blood to your muscles, to your brain, to every part. Every micro vessel is going to be filled with that life-giving blood that you need to keep yourself healthy and actually happy. 800-655-4183. Yes, the way to health and happiness is through Super Beets. 800-655-4183. Right now, if you're not on the program, call and order while you're thinking about it. 800-655-4183 or go online to DougLikesBeets.com.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month per $1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient. Because you know there's always a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pros buy in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 30%. Up to 30% on the building supplies you use every day, like insulation and drywall, which is a better way to do business. So at Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Minimum purchase required for discount, U.S. only.
All right, one of the things I would point your attention to, ladies and gentlemen, is Michael Harrison's podcast every week. It's posted in two places, at talkers.com and also at upcloseandfarout.com. Dennis Prager, one of the national hosts I have the most respect for as far as political talk hosts. You liked him? You got good stuff out of him, Michael?
No, very, very nice conversation. He mixes religion with politics, yeah. Sociology, pop culture. He's going to be making a movie with Adam Carolla about snowflakes and safe spaces at universities. And, of course, they both agree that the state of universities in terms of free speech and the coddling of students is definitely a problem. And it's going to be a film next year that they're doing. So we talked about that. It's a pretty good conversation.
He's a rabbi as well. I think he's an ordained rabbi, if I remember correctly. I used to work with him at KBC. I always thought he's fabulous. And the way he gets into things, so intelligent. Man, he's a wonderfully intelligent talk radio personality. So you want to listen to this, upcloseandfarout.com, Michael's interview with Dennis Prager on the podcast.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Right now at Kohl's, it's not our everyday sale. For a limited time, shop hundreds of epic deals in-store and online. No coupons needed. Women's tees and tanks, just $5.99. Girls' swimwear, $10. Beach towels, only $8.99. And an ice cream or cotton candy maker, just $29.99. Stock up, save big, and get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. It's not our everyday sale. Right now through the 4th of July. Only at Kohl's. Flex styles, see store or Kohl's.com for details.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 and change after the hour. You're listening to this week's official overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world. We do this every week, we being Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, and me, Doug Steffen, with the focus on, yeah, the big stories of the week, but also other things that are ancillary to what's going on in Talk Radio world. Michael was talking about the fair two-day radio fest. What, 60, 70 hosts at least were at that thing,
62,
right?
They had 62 hosts from around the country, from as far away as Hawaii.
Yeah.
And I was interviewed in 2 days on approximately 30 shows.
Uh-huh. I'm not surprised at all.
It's,
what was
it's
the focus? Most of them have the same focus? What did they talk about?
Well, they asked me all kinds of things, because you know, I'm sort of a break for them, because I'm not, you know, they have, like, sheriffs there and congressmen, and it's all wonk and fear, Trump's not getting a fair shake, and the immigrants are coming in and raping everybody, and, you know, it's basically focused on that. I was talking, of course, about where the issue belongs in the history of talk radio, what role talk radio plays in it, the First Amendment aspects of it, and everybody loves talking about the media. And right now, if you're any kind of have any kind of insight into media theory and popular media, this is a heck of a time, because the media is one of the main subjects of any discussion today. So I was up to my eyeballs in media conversation, and every host was a little different, so it wasn't that I was saying the same thing everywhere I went, but I'm a little talked out. Yeah.
Well, you want to quit early? You want to do a half hour, and then I have to do the rest of it by myself? Are you that talked out?
Can I just move the microphone over to the couch over there and just lie down while I'm... No. When I say talked out, it means I really have covered all of this. So, if anything, I'm on top of my game, because I had a heck of a workout yesterday and the day before.
So here's the bottom line. We touched on it a little bit when you were going through the issues, the list of the issues all the way through. But this legislation, to a point, is somewhat self-serving, but it is the Trump mantle. And there are a lot of good points that have been made in the discussion and the debate. But sometimes people go a little far, and, you know, there's always a happy medium, or you'd like to think there is.
Mm.
So did you come up to any of that?
Well, what I find is basically that the conservatives and the Republicans, many of them feel they're stuck with Trump. I mean, Trump's behavior is very troubling to the Republicans. It's troubling to his staff. It's troubling to everybody around him.
It is troubling.
But they see him as their ticket to get what they want to get done.
Yeah.
So they're fearful that if he goes down, the whole Republican Party will go down.
Yeah.
So they're stuck with him, and he's their guy. He's their guy to get what they want to get done. They've got both houses. They've got the legislatures. They've got the executive branch. They've got this hard-hitting president. So they try to make excuses for his behavior, and then it brings up the whole topic of the press being biased against him, and it becomes mucky. But what it comes down to is the Republicans never wanted Trump to begin with. He no. ran for the presidency against the Republicans.
He's not really a Republican.
He's something else, but yeah. He's their guy. So they're stuck with him, and they're twisting themselves into pretzels to be able to come behind him in terms of the legislation and the things they want to do, and not be brought down by the other things that are deeply concerning about this guy.
Mm-hmm. That's a great visualization. The way you picked your words, the way you just described the situation was really very astute. And it's hard because there's so much distraction from the stuff. I mean, no matter what, there are some things that he's doing that are quite good and quite important and quite, you know, this is the essence of what we need to be doing now. But it seems like he blows it all the time with his style, shall we put it that way. 28 after the hour on the countdown.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college. For their child to do well, and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you treat you.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 18th through July 4th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Sunny Veranda, summer never looked better. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The top 10 items, people, and stories, the focus of the Talk Radio Review, the hot hits, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Every week, 52 weeks a year, Michael Harrison joins me with an overview of what's going on, not only the stories, but the conversation. He has some insight, as you've heard in this last half hour, about illegal immigration, the fair event being held in Washington this past week, couple of days of dozens and dozens of Talk Radio hosts coming into. And it was appropriate this week because all that immigration legislation came up. Where did they do the broadcast? Was it on the front lawn of the White House? Where were they?
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no.
I thought they were going to the front lawn.
It's in a pretty cool hotel, and they just refurbished it. It's called the Phoenix Park Hotel, and it's right on the corner of, Massachusetts Avenue and Capitol Street Northwest. Right a block away from the Capitol. And it's a great hotel. It's been there for years and years. It's almost like going to a reunion for me.
I thought it was the Hay House for somebody to know. I don't know why.
No. It's been in this place for a long time. Very conveniently located, and it's a fun event.
Yeah.
I mean, I, a fun event. I mean, it's not necessarily a fun
event.
Yeah,
a lot of good people have, but, a lot of people that know you that are talk radio folks that come to the talk radio convention. By the way, if you go to talkers.com, you will see the video from Talkers TV of a lot of the episodic adventures we had about, was it a month ago, I think, now, isn't it?
Yeah, about a month ago, and we're putting them up one a day. Of course, we're not going to put any up on Monday and Tuesday of this coming week because of the holiday, but we have about five videos posted already, and they're going to be a total of about 30 of them, and it'll be all the sessions at the conference. And you know, people who love talk radio will find it interesting because you'll see some of the big movers and shakers talking about the nuts and bolts of the business to each other.
Yeah.
And, of course, people in the industry flock to the video because, obviously, there were many people that weren't there and they want to see what happened.
Yeah, right. Did you say somebody came as far as Hawaii to this?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I did a live interview, Rick Habada, of a radio station in Hawaii and an iHeart-owned station in Honolulu. Mm-hmm. And it was live. Of course, you know, they're about 6-7 hours different.
From the East Coast. It's,
it's earlier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's earlier there.
Right.
And a nice guy. And it's just very interesting hearing the, you know, the Hawaiian point of view on illegal immigration.
Right.
And he said they have their own issue with the immigrants from Micronesia.
Yep.
And I was out to lunch.
Yeah,
I had,
you
know, because I said to him, you know, you can't really call Hawaii a border state.
No. Well, the Filipinos and Micronesians, what they do is they actually, but their problem is they get to Guam, and then from Guam, which is an American protectorate, they get to Hawaii. That's how it works. And they're, you know, it's much easier to get into Hawaii from Guam than it is from, you know, Micronesia. There's a little island in the middle of nowhere, off the, near the Philippines. All these, the South Pacific is dotted with hundreds of these islands.
Yeah, and hundreds of little cultures that are indigenous to each island.
Yes.
You know, I mean, you know, we talk about three races, you know, the white race, the black race, then the you know, the Asian race or whatever they call it these days.
Yeah.
I guess
it's
word
a combo race.
The word Oriental is no longer in vogue, although it does express a certain segment of Asia.
Well,
you know, when you say
Asian.
Wait,
can I interrupt you for just a second?
Yeah.
One of the things I meant to talk to you about last week, and I didn't get to it, there was a ruling. The Supreme Court ruled that a group of entertainers called the Slants could keep their name. And the Slants are Asians, and the name refers to their eyes. And people who were not from this area, people who were white, who thought this was offensive, it's kind of like people who are white find the N-word offensive when it's used. Well, the blacks find the word offensive when it's used by white people, but they use it all the time themselves. And apparently, a lot of Asians, unbeknownst to me, I didn't know this was what went on, but apparently this is a slang word that they use to refer to themselves.
Well, I mean, this is a complicated issue. It's abstract intelligence. I mean, can you make fun of your own race, but you can't make fun of another race? Mm-hmm. And let's face it, there is logic to that, isn't there?
Well, you know, does that mean that blacks can't any longer make fun of whites because of our race?
Blacks should not make fun of whites.
No, they
should not make fun of blacks. I mean,
no,
there
true.
Is look, it depends on the. Here we're getting deeper into the complexities that common sense and intelligence indicate are needed to be able to communicate, and right now we're at a point where we can't rely on common
sense. Everybody's offended.
Right.
We got a problem with everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's at the point now where some of this stuff actually brings people together. Some ethnic humor is endearing. But we're at a period of time right now where the pendulum has swung to the point that you can't do it.
Uh-huh.
And it's wise not to. It's
wise not to. You can, but it's not smart.
It's not smart.
Yeah.
And who wants to offend anybody?
Right.
I mean, you know, if somebody suddenly said to me they're offended by a certain word, what am I going to do? Say, no, you shouldn't be. If you're offended, I won't use it. I don't want to offend anybody. Mm-hmm. But when we can't use certain words and we can't tell certain stereotypes in a lighthearted or good-natured way, it takes away from effectively honoring the differences between people. You know, stereotypes sometimes are not necessarily bad. And we're at the point now where you can't even say good things. You can't identify the identifying qualities that are part of different religions, ethnicities, nationalities. And it makes conversation tough. It creates hypocrisy. So we've got to find the balance between, you know, common sense and political correctness.
Mm-hmm. Lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know, the whole slants thing has been used in terms of the legality surrounding the Washington Redskins.
Yeah,
because if the slants are able to be legal, you know, in terms of the copyright for that name, which is the real issue here, then there should be no issue about the Washington Redskins having that title, and that's also part of.
That was part of the decision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
So. All right, so we're going to discuss with Michael in a moment. The he's posted a piece at talkers.com, an opinion about what's happening to some of the strange focus on people and news that really wouldn't get the focus if it wasn't for what's going on. Sort of, is that a very kind of a distracting way of getting into this article, wading across the widening mainstream. What is the mainstream? Is there a mainstream anymore at all? We'll find out what Michael thinks about that in just a matter of moments. 43 past the hour on this week's Countdown.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance, regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-707-8439. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-707-8439. 800-707-8439. That's 800-707-8439.
45 past the hour. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, trying to blend conversation with opinion here, as is the case with any good talk radio program. Michael has an insight and an inside because of his position running the Bible of the talk radio industry. So when he makes an observation, people listen. It's kind of like E.F. Hutton. This is E.F. Harrison.
Well, you're very cool to say that. I have the feeling nobody's listening to anybody anymore.
Well, that's not the case because my advertiser would be upset about that. But you're right. There's just so much stuff. So overview for us what your point is in this. Anybody can read this. You got to talk about
the widening mainstream? Well, yeah. Okay. Real, you know, it was, first of
we
all,
got into this a little bit last week, but you really, after you got off the air, I think you wrote this, and it sort of is a part of an analysis of what we've been talking about.
This has been going on for years with the advent of multimedia channels, with more TV channels, with more radio channels, with the internet, with podcasting, with blogs, with websites. We don't live in a world where there is a mainstream culture that is spawned by a mainstream media. Everybody used to watch Milton Berle. Everybody watched I Love Lucy. We all grew up with the same TV shows. Everybody knew what the number one song in the country was. There was a number one bestseller. There was a mass American culture. There was a general population cultural homogenization that was triggered by the media. So when you talk about the mainstream media, everybody says, you know, the mainstream media is doing this, but we don't. But there is no mainstream media. That doesn't exist. Even the New York Times, even NBC TV, even ABC TV, CNN, they're all niche. There are big niches and small niches. If I'm going to compare it to a stream, we grew up in an era where the mainstream was a narrow, deep river, and you could put ocean liners on it because it was deep. And these ocean liners were the big medium, the big media companies, NBC TV. Today, it's wide, like a marsh, and shallow. You could wade across it. You could walk across it. And it's not deep enough to support those kinds of entities like NBC television as it was in the old days. So to expect Megyn Kelly and Alex Jones to get the kind of numbers, the kind of ratings that, say, 60 Minutes did back in the old days, or going back even earlier, episodes of Friends or the final installment of MASH, it's not going to happen. So it's not that Megyn Kelly or Alex Jones are not popular or have followings. There's just the expectation that it'll be Barbara Walters' numbers in her heyday. Barbara Walters couldn't do it in her heyday in this environment. Mm-hmm. So there's no mainstream media anymore. And there's no such thing as the American people have spoken. There's no such thing as the general public. There's no such thing. They don't exist.
How do you get consensus, or is that gone too?
Consensus is the largest and loudest small segment. Look at Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
He has a 37% approval rating, which is paltry, the lowest at this point in memory of a presidency, and yet he can't be stopped. Mm-hmm. Because his 37% is a cohesive, dedicated, loyal, angry, vigilant, tenacious group of people.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there are people say, well, when you say that, there are plenty of times during the Obama years and George Bush's years and Bill Clinton's years when they were very unpopular. It just happens that it usually is a honeymoon in the first year or so of a new
president. But you're missing the point. The point is that his 37% is of the 21st century. No one else has that kind of loyalty. It's like radio stations. You know, people say, you know, well, look at the numbers. They talk about Greta Van Susteren was let go from MSNBC the other day because her numbers weren't good. We're talking about a couple of 100,000 people watch these shows. And yet we talk about these shows as if they were watched by everybody.
Hey, the Hannity factor. You've got many more people listening to him on the radio than watch him on TV.
Right.
And then all the attention paid to Mika and Joe with that tweet. These people are loving this because they get more people to watch them. They are lucky to get a million people a day to watch them.
If you went around the shopping mall, you couldn't find anybody that watched Mika and Joe.
No.
And yet they're a bigger story than healthcare.
Yeah. It's really pretty.
And so what the heck is Trump? And you know, and the reason that Trump tweets is because he knows that that's going to be the story and it's going to blow over and there won't be scrutiny of the health care bill. There won't be scrutiny of the illegal immigration legislation. There won't be scrutiny of the travel ban. They'll be talking about what a horrible guy he is for tweeting and his 37%.
Fall right into his trap.
And his 37% love it.
Mm-hmm. There you go. All right, there's Michael's mind in action. Check it out at talkers.com. This is the Talk Radio Review. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen at 10 minutes before the hour.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Continuing in our talk radio vein here with an overview of some of the stories on the charts from Talkers Magazine, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who happens to be the legal coordinator at Talkers and here on the countdown. So let's go to some of these and figure out what you think is going to be the legal twist or turn with them, starting with Sarah Palin's Times lawsuit. What does she get out of that?
She gets nothing but publicity. I mean, this thing is, I'll be probably talking about this in my media law class in the fall, but,
yes.
You know, it goes back to an issue back at the time when Gabby Giffords, the Arizona congresswoman, was shot. There was some comment that Sarah Palin had on her website, a map of the United States with representatives that she thinks should be targeted, not for shooting, but to be taken down as representatives, and Gabby Giffords was one of them. And what it did do was the targeting was done like a scope on a rifle. So people were talking about, okay, you know, did that cause the shooter to do this? No, it didn't cause the shooter to do it. Shooter never even saw it. Certainly it's, you know, not a good idea, but it was no big deal. Well, so the New York Times did an editorial about political incitement and shootings, and they did a typo. They did a typo that said that this and some other type of websites had a correlation with the shootings. Well, this was pointed out directly moments later to the New York Times. They thanked the people that pointed out the mistake. They corrected it, and that was it. And what's kind of interesting was the editorial was published on June 14th, and I never saw anything about it or even the correction until she files 2 weeks later her lawsuit. And her lawsuit, first of all, as a public figure, she has to show there was deliberate malice. They already even corrected it before she even said anything. So she's going to get a lot of publicity out of this thing. There, no way she takes it to court. Even she isn't that crazy.
That's learning about publicity through the eyes and the ears of her president. All right.
Sorry.
Yeah. Number three on the countdown this week from Talkers is the travel ban, the Supreme Court ruling, a couple of Supreme Court issues this week. What's your overview of that, Mr. Wiseman?
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you asked about that one, because sometimes that got not as reported accurately as it could be. And what the president's travel ban, what it eventually turned into, is a ban to look at the vetting policy, to take a couple of months to look at the vetting policy. Now, one could argue they already had this time, but the Supreme Court properly said, yes, for that purpose, that was a legitimate thing to do. And they even made comments of, you know, we may not even have to argue this case in the fall because it should be resolved by then. The policy is still pandering to xenophobic people who are fearful of strangers. We haven't had an attack from someone in those countries here in the United States since 1975. The vetting policy, actually, which I've looked at, is pretty damn good. So this is one that does get blown out of proportion, and I think is unfortunately part of what appears to be the president's, you know, attempting to prey on the fears of people of these of foreigners and Muslims in particular.
Okay, so the number two thing, we got about a minute here, is the immigration legislation. It's hard to argue with a premise that someone who comes into this country continually, gets deported, comes back again, commits crimes, comes back again, it's hard to argue that that's okay.
I mean, yeah.
For me, anyway, it's hard to argue that that's acceptable.
Well, and you won't get an argument from me, too. You know, this one, too, is appealing to, people who are anti-immigrant. But you look at this, and it's talking about people who have committed crimes, been deported, and come back and commit crimes. Yeah.
Why the hell are they in jail? Why do we send them back? We pay for it. Why don't we just put them in jail? There's too many wrong people in jail, not enough of the right people in jail.
Yeah, so I got to admit, I'm with you on this thing. You know, this may be appealing to – the problem may not be as large as it's sometimes played up in the press, and your chances of being harmed in other ways are greater. But that has nothing to do with the legitimacy of what we're talking
right
about.
Right and wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a wrong that is relatively easy to correct, and, bless them for doing it.
And you wonder why it's taken so long, actually, when you come to the common sense quotient. How who with any common sense thinks this is okay, the way that we're doing it now? There's no common sense.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah. All right, so there's one for the good guys, or maybe two or three or four. The good guy is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, and an expert on scams and identity theft. Matter of fact, you ought to check out his website, scamaside.com, to get yourself up to snuff on scams.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.